Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
High school football is taking a twist in Alabama. The students are not backing down from the Freedom From Religion Foundation that does not want them to have any prayer before the high school football games. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, this is the same old song from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, based in Wisconsin, a radical atheist organization. The founders or the co-founders hate God. They hate Jesus. They don't want any kind of acknowledgement of God. And so they send out these threatening letters, which they've done, to this school system in Alabama, threatening them if they continue on having a prayer before a football game that they will file suit. Well, you know what? The students decided that they're not going to take it. And they have continued on their own to stand up for prayer. They have stand up for prayer t-shirts, and they also have been reciting the Lord's Prayer just before the kickoff at their high school football games.
When the God-denying, God-hating left has tried to silence Christians, it only makes them stronger. So the backlash here against the Freedom From Religion Foundation is just a joy to watch. And they're a paper tiger, Matt, and you've debated with Dan Barker. It is literally a hatred for their creator, God, that drives these anti-Christian bigots.
Yeah, it is. You know, I debated him at Liberty University School of Law over the issue of the Ten Commandments and its role in American law and government. That was the topic. He went first, I went second. But he didn't even address the topic in his opening remarks. In fact, what he did was he went through a litany, a rant, a blasphemous statement against God, calling God all kinds of names and Jesus all kinds of names, very blasphemous and frankly offensive, coming to a Christian law school to give that kind of opening statement. I just listened to what he said, went up afterward and said, what you just described, the God that you described, is unrecognizable to me. But this is what animates him and the Freedom From Religion Foundation, is an open hostility to God. And in this case, they targeted the Hewitt Trustville High School, and the students said they're not going to take it. You know, this group of young people, this Husky football team, they are in what's called a 7A football league, and they were undefeated, 10-0. They're not just going to sit down and take this from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And so one of the students opened up and spoke on the intercom and said this, I pray that you would protect the players and everybody here tonight. I pray that as we stand here as one group, we would proclaim our Father. And that's what a student could be heard saying, our Father. And the rest of the students began saying the Lord's Prayer in unison. So it wasn't anything that the school did. It's something that the students collectively in the stadium, you can't stop students from collectively giving a prayer like this. It wasn't something that the school directed. This was a student response to this Freedom From Religion Foundation letter.
You know, and I watched one of the videos, and it just gives you chills to see these kids standing there with their stand-up shirts on, praying with all their hearts to the Lord and not going to be stopped by this Freedom From Religion Foundation. Just to give you a taste of, you know, what you referred to earlier about the founder, the letter they wrote to the school, it says the district must take immediate action to end the practice of broadcasting prayer over the loudspeaker at football games. Please inform us of the steps the district is taking to remedy the serious violation of the First Amendment.
Well, I mean, really. Matt, they're not going to be able to discipline all these students. These are students at a football game. And if they want to say the Lord's Prayer in unison, then they have the ability to say the Lord's Prayer in unison. The school really couldn't stop that.
And I love it when students take ownership, when this has happened in other instances where they've tried to stop the students, and they'll just start simultaneously praying together. I'm like, yes, you have the right to do that, and go for it.
Yeah, and the irony here is the Freedom From Religion Foundation disingenuously invoking the First Amendment in order to try to violate these students'
right.
First Amendment rights.
Right.
So that they're, I wish more people, I hope that more school districts will follow the lead of these students and the courageous lead to stand up against these atheist bullies.
Well, you know, most of the time the Freedom From Religion Foundation, quote unquote, wins just because people don't resist their bogus letters. Many times they send these threatening letters, and oftentimes they misrepresent what the law is. In fact, we've been involved in cases where we've had to do counter letters in cases in which we've come in to provide free legal assistance and representation against the threat of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And, you know, when we have done that, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has never filed suit. But we have had situations where they send out letters on prayer or whatever it might be, religious symbols, whatever it could be, and they completely ignore. One of the cases, they ignored a controlling court of appeals case that controlled the very state in which the letter was sent. And it was a Freedom From Religion Foundation case in which they lost at the Court of Appeals. They knew about the case.
They should do their homework.
It was
huh?
controlling, and it goes against them.
Wow.
We pointed that out to the public school authorities in that particular situation.
And they should be sanctioned for that, because they know they're abusing the legal system in order to push their radical anti-Christian agenda. They know that they lost that case because they were there. They lost. And then to try to do the same thing after they've already been smacked down, that's a violation of ethics.
Right.
It is a violation. You know, the fact of the matter is, this is very similar to what happened with the Megan Chapman case that we represented a number of years ago involving the ACLU. Megan Chapman was at Russell Springs High School in Kentucky, Russell Springs, Kentucky, and she was selected by the graduating class to give a prayer. And it had always been given at the graduation. The ACLU filed suit, got actually a court to issue an injunction naming Megan Chapman in the lawsuit, in the court order, that the school and Megan Chapman particularly were enjoined, prohibited from having any kind of prayer during the graduation. Well, that hit the newspapers and the local media there. The place was packed with several thousand people waiting to see what was going to happen. Megan was ultimately thinking about reading a secular poem called The Road Less Traveled, actually had it written in her possession. That's what she was thinking about reading. We ultimately contacted Megan and spoke to her. And certainly the court order said that Megan could not give prayer, but it didn't say anything about the fact that she couldn't speak about her favorite things or favorite persons or transforming moments of her life.
Way to go.
She just couldn't pray. And so as long as she didn't pray, she was in compliance with the court order. I told her that we could actually get it overturned later, which we got it set aside later. This was on a Friday. Megan goes to the graduation that night. The principal gets up and ultimately welcomes the class. Spontaneously, the students rose up on their feet.
Oh, wow.
And they, in unison, recited the Lord's
oh,
Prayer.
Wow.
It was Megan's twin
That's
sister,
awesome.
Mandy, that ultimately gave out the Lord's Prayer to her classmates in case they didn't remember the words.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. Thousands in the audience joined in.
Then they went in, and some of the students were saying that they had chill bumps. They were just overwhelmed by that moment.
Wow.
Megan gets up. She puts aside this little poem, The Road Less Traveled, and she shares how Jesus transformed her life.
Yes.
Shared about her best friend and how her life was transformed
That's
through
awesome.
Jesus Christ. The amazing thing was, in the summer before that, she was at a Fellowship of Christian Athletes summer program, and she was challenged to reach your entire senior class with the gospel your last year.
There she goes.
She hadn't been able to do that, but that night she did. And, of course, the next day, the Louisville Courier-Journal had that as big news, said that a revival-like atmosphere broke out in the graduation. And then it went on Fox News. She and I were on Fox News. And then it eventually got picked up by CNN in their award-winning documentary, God's Christian Warriors. It was the first 20 minutes of that two-hour documentary, and it went around the world. It was ultimately Dr. Jerry Falwell's last television interview with Christiane Amanpour, and that was his last interview he ever did with a TV reporter before he went to be with the Lord just shortly after that taping. So, you know, there are many other instances like this, and that's what apparently you're starting to see in Alabama. We have material for you about what your rights of students are. We have the Patriot's Handbook on Students' Rights in Public Schools and many other resources for students and parents and teachers at public schools. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.